理课堂听 class.com。
Number one.
I'm sure glad that today's physics class is over. What did you think of the lecture?
I was lost. I couldn't follow a word Professor Smith said. What does the man mean? Number two.
So I told Jane you'd get back to her before you got the concert ticket.
Okay. I'll give her a call as soon as I finish my sociology paper. What will the man probably do first?Number three.
Excuse me, do you mind if I borrow that newspaper for a little bit?
I'm sorry, but it doesn't belong to me.
What does the woman imply? Number four.
I hope I'll be able to find Fred's sister at the bus station. All I know is that she's got brown hair and blue eyes.
I could go with you. I met her a couple of years ago.
What does the man imply about Fred's sister?Number five.
There must be some mistake. I didn't order the baked flounder.
I'm so sorry. That's right. You had the crab cake. I'll take care of it right away.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number six.
I haven't seen you at the student center all week. Have you been sick?
I've been overwhelmed with my history paper. What does the man mean?Number seven.
I can give you a ride. I'm going home this weekend anyway.
Thanks, but let me give you some money for gas. What does the man want to do? Number eight.
We thought we'd all go out for lunch today. Can you be ready to leave at 1 o'clock?
I have to pick up my car and do a couple of other errands, so I'll just come straight to the restaurant.
What will the woman do?Number nine.
Are your allergies acting up again? I thought your doctor gave you medication for that last week.
He did, but so far it's not helping much. I'm going to have to go back and try to get it changed.
What will the woman probably do? Number ten.
Could I please get a copy of your most recent catalog?
I'm sorry, but we're all out right now.If you'll give me your name and address, I'll make sure that you get one when some new ones come in.
What will the man probably do? Number 11.
Have you seen the new pottery that Lisa's made for the student exhibition?
I know. She really outdid herself this time.
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
Could you turn down your stereo a bit? I really can't concentrate on my book.
Why didn't you just say so? What can be inferred about the man? Number 13.
I can't believe we have another lab report due so soon. Dr. Rogers must think we don't have any other classes.
I know just what you mean. I'll be really pressed to get it done.
Mean.Number 14.
Those modern sculptures over there are really weird, don't you think?
I couldn't stand them either at first, but now I rather like them.
What does the woman imply? Number 15.
I need to do something to improve my spoken Italian as quickly as possible.
Doesn't the community college offer something?
What does the man suggest the woman do?Number 16.
What? You're going to the hairdresser again? Seems like you just had a haircut.
You kidding? It's been over a month.
What does the woman mean? Number 17.
You can't even see the people's faces in these pictures. It's strange. I'm sure there was enough light in the room.
You know what? I bet you were using film for outdoor pictures.You need film for taking pictures indoors.
What does the woman mean? Number 18.
Look at the delicious sandwiches. John's really gone all out this time.
Just wait until you see the dessert.
What does the man imply?
Number 19.
Did you have to do anything special to use the rare book collection?
I just had to tell them a day ahead of time what I needed.
What did the woman probably do?
Number 20.
I didn't catch what Professor Burke said about calculators.
Well, she said we'll be doing a lot with statistics in the class, so they should really come in handy.
What does the woman mean?
Number 21.
I haven't seen George all day.
Have you checked the lab? I wouldn't be surprised if he slept there.
What does the woman imply about George?
Number 22.
The coat you tried on was really nice and reasonably priced.
I'd have bought it right away if they'd had it in my size.
What can be inferred about the woman?
Number 23.
Saturday, my husband and I are going to visit his mother. How about you?
I'm going to fix some loose shutters on my house now that the weather's a little warmer.
What does the man mean?
Number 24.
I'm trying to talk Jan out of studying abroad next semester.
That's a lost cause. You know Jan when she has her heart set on something.
What does the woman mean?
Number 25.
I'm really not interested in seeing that film.
But it's won so many awards.
What does the woman imply?
Number 26.
I thought the doctor said you should stay off your foot until the swelling goes down.
She did. It just makes me uncomfortable to ask my friends to wait on me all the time.
What does the man mean?
Number 27.
I came in here to get something from my briefcase, and now I've forgotten what I wanted.
You were going to show me a newspaper article.
What does the woman imply?
Number 28.
The washing machine in our apartment's more than 17 years old, and it worked just fine until last night.
You'll never be able to get parts for it. It might be time to invest in a more recent model.
What does the woman imply about the washing machine?
Number 29.
I saw you coming out of Professor Young's office this morning. Were you asking her for more time to finish your project?
No, I just had to get her signature to take an upper-level seminar. I haven't taken the introductory course.
Why did the man speak to the professor?
Number 30.
Now, if you have any questions concerning this agreement, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
Nothing comes to mind right now, but I'd like to read it through once more before signing.
What is the woman doing? Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two students in the campus dining hall.
I haven't seen you here for a couple weeks. Have you stopped eating or something?
No, does it look like I've stopped eating? I've been spending a lot of time in the library.
Working on a paper?
I wish I was working on a paper. I'm working on three different papers. Anthropology, English Lit, and History.
Wow, that is a lot of work.
Yeah, and what's frustrating is that I'm studying the 19th century British Empire in all three classes. But I can't just write a single paper for all three.
Why not?
The professors won't let me, even if I make it three times as long as the suggested length.
Oh, that's too bad. Could you write your papers on three aspects of one topic?
What do you mean? Do you have something in mind?
Well, let's see. Maybe you could do something with romanticism, like, write your anthropology paper on the cultural basis of romanticism, and, your history paper on the influence of the romantic poets on British foreign policy, and your English paper on an analysis of some romantic poems.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I've already started the research for one of the papers, so I can use that. What can I do to repay you?
You want to write up my chemistry lab for me?
I'd love to, but I've never taken chemistry, so I'm not sure you'd like the results.
Oh, well, no thanks necessary then. Have a good weekend, and try to get out of the library and get some sleep. You have big circles under your eyes.
Okay, I'll try. See you later.
Number 31. What has the man been busy doing all week? Number 32. What does the woman suggest the man do to make his work easier? Number 33. Why does the woman mention romanticism? Number 34. Why doesn't the woman want any help from the man? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation between two friends on a beach.
Hey, Michelle, look what I just found. Right here in the sand.
A piece of wood? Oh, driftwood. Interesting shape. Almost like some sort of modern sculpture.
Yeah, and feel how smooth it is.
Must have been in the water a long time. It could have been drifting in the ocean current for months, or even years.
In the current? Doesn't the wind just blow things around out there?
Well, sure, but the currents are always moving too. Almost like rivers, but underwater rivers, flowing through the ocean.
So how do they find out where these currents go? Stick a message in a bottle and throw it in the water?
Don't laugh. In fact, I was reading in a science magazine that oceanographers have released huge numbers of bottles into the ocean over the years. They wanted to map out where the currents would carry them.
Say, I'll bet after they found out where all those bottles ended up, they could enter all that data into a computer and make a pretty detailed model to show where the currents go.
In fact, they did. And they also found a neat way to test that model. There was a freighter carrying sneakers from a factory in Asia. It was caught in a big storm, and thousands of pairs of sneakers got dumped in the Pacific Ocean.
Really? What a waste.
Yeah. Turns out, though, that hundreds of these shoes started washing up on beaches somewhere near Seattle, just about where the computer models had predicted the currents would carry them.
Gee, you mean all that stuff I find on the beaches might be part of some big scientific experiment? I thought it was all just trash.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What did the man find on the beach? Number 37. According to the magazine article, what did scientists put into the ocean? Number 38. What can be inferred from the story about the sneakers? Questions 39 through 43. Listen to part of a talk by a resident advisor in a dormitory for first-year college students.
I need to make sure you understand how to get housing for next year. When you entered as first-year students this year, the school assigned you to a dorm and a roommate. But next year, as returning students, you'll choose both your roommate and your dorm. But whether or not you actually get to live in your first choice depends on what number you or your roommate draws in the lottery system. The system gives priority to the students who have been here longest. Fourth-year students get the first block of numbers. Third-years get the second block, and second-years, like you'll be, get the third. The lower the number you draw, the sooner you choose. Number one gets the first choice. Number two gets the second choice, and so on. You can use either your own or your intended roommate's number to make your room choice. If your roommate for next year has been at the school longer than you have, they'll be in a better block of numbers, and so will have a better number than any second-year student. But most of you will probably be rooming with other second-year students, and so neither of you may have a great number. You may not get into your first or even second choice. Of course, if you've made plans to live off-campus, you don't need to enter the lottery at all. Dorm space will be especially tight this year because the dorms on North Campus will be closed for renovation. This means that those of you who draw the worst numbers won't be able to get dorm housing at all. In that case, the housing office will help you find off-campus housing.
Number 39. What aspect of student housing does the talk mainly focus on? Number 40. Why do the students attending the meeting need the information that is given? Number 41. What determines which group a student is placed in to choose housing for the next year? Number 42. Who is not expected to participate in the housing lottery? Number 43. What special problem will affect housing next year? Questions 44 through 46. Listen to part of a lecture in a zoology class.
Before I tell you about the interesting discovery related to Tyrannosaurus rex, I need to review something we studied last semester, the difference between what are commonly called cold-blooded and warm-blooded animals. In warm-blooded animals, birds and mammals, for example, the body temperature normally stays within a narrow range, no matter what the outside temperature is. As a result, a warm-blooded animal is usually active in both cold and hot weather, because its body temperature can adjust to the temperature of its environment. On the other hand, cold-blooded animals, such as most reptiles, amphibians, and insects, are unable to create enough heat internally to raise their temperature above the temperature of the environment. So, for example, the temperature of a cold-blooded animal falls when the environment is cool. I hope this distinction is clear. Now, moving on to Tyrannosaurus rex. You may know that dinosaurs, being reptiles, are generally believed to have been cold-blooded. Well, a recent research study found that the chemical composition of the bones of Tyrannosaurus rex was consistent with the bones of an animal that has a very narrow range of internal temperature, indicating that it was probably warm-blooded.
Number 44. What is the main topic of the lecture? Number 45. What is likely to happen to cold-blooded animals when the weather is cold? Number 46. Why does the speaker discuss Tyrannosaurus rex? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a guest speaker being introduced to a local business group.
Thank you all for coming out this evening to meet sociologist Ellen Lambert. Ms. Lambert specializes in research on the workplace and recently has been writing about the future of work. This topic should be of special interest since I know many of you are already at the forefront of workplace technology. For example, let's have a show of hands to see how many people here telecommute at least part of the time. I see 8 hands raised. Well, you 8 folks who work at home and communicate with your office via computer represent one of the trends Ms. Lambert has described, that people are becoming less tied to the workplace. One of the important tools for telecommuting is electronic mail or email. Email lets you send and receive messages almost immediately on your computer, but you control when you read them and when you respond to them. This technology allows people to have more control over time than when relying solely on the telephone. Our guest tonight will discuss how these important changes will alter the way we work. But before turning the floor over to Ms. Lambert, I would just like to remind you that she'll be available to answer any individual questions at the reception immediately following this talk.
Number 47. What will the topic of Ellen Lambert's talk be? Number 48. Why does the speaker ask people to raise their hands? Number 49. What does telecommuting involve? Number 50. What is one effect of electronic mail?